back for our last long segment here with my guest, Morgan Reynolds. Morgan, I want to get right back to you, and I want to bring up something that you already broached here. You've had experience now that you've come out and stated your position with the some of the 9/11 movement people. They call themselves Truth, and many of them could be nothing further from that statement. So what has been your experience with this? I mean, you've probably seen all kinds of disinformation since you started this. What has been your experience?
Well, the it's only been about, 4 months after my June 9th article, and that really got me going into this whole group of people, and I didn't know the players very well.
Yeah.
And I try to ignore all that and proceed down my own path, interacting with, but of course, so that's my rule is trust somebody until they prove otherwise. Well, a couple of them have proven otherwise. I'll just name one group, 911truth.org, okay? But there are a whole bunch of other suspicious types, and it's not that I think I'm paranoid so much as I had one bad experience there in Colorado where I was used as the lead attraction at an event in Boulder and then at one in Denver, and then they backed out when they saw what I was going to say, and or people found out, well, this guy is a right winger. You know, well, come on. it doesn't matter who you are. It matters what you bring to the table and what you know about 9/11, right?
Right,
and,
exactly.
It's crowded with lefties, and I'm saying, hey, the government's got nothing to fear if this bunch is running things, right? And in fact, I suspect some of them are working for the government case with their limited hangout. In other words, they admit or acknowledge the demolition, but they're protecting the government flanks on every other issue by using ridicule and smears and lots of other things. So a few people have lied to me. You know, you lied to me once. You know, shame on you. But after that, I ain't biting no more, okay?